Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday, and a lot going on. First and foremost, a little rain. We needed that after over 2 weeks of a dry spell. And since August 1st, the second driest on record in the region. That may surprise a lot of people. So transition day on this first day of fall. And joining me is former United States Congressman Connor Lamb. Congressman, good morning.
How you doing, Larry?
Good. I know you're on the move today. Where are you going? Somewhere fun?
I'm going to Reading, Pennsylvania for a court hearing. So hopefully it's fun, depending on how it goes.
Yeah, for those that don't know, gosh, it's almost hard to believe how long it's been, nearly 3 years since you held office. And I know you are teaching at Duquesne University Law and also working with a law firm. So what type of law do you practice?
We do catastrophic injury. So kind of when the worst of the worst happens to someone, we often represent them. This is, for example, a medical malpractice case where the gentleman died as a result. And we do them all over the state. So
that said, your name keeps popping up, as you know. And there's a part of me that thinks, you know, with the state of the political divisiveness in the country, that there may be an opportunity in the future. Are you considering jumping back in?
I would love the chance to serve again in almost any capacity. I mean, that was my whole career before these last couple of years. I was always in government service. So I would love to. I don't have any one thing set in my mind, and really wherever I feel like I can make the most difference.
That said, United States Senator John Fetterman, you know, is getting a lot of criticism, and he's getting a lot of accolades on one hand. He's really been a surprise based on what he overcame to get the position and now what he's doing. How do you view Senator Fetterman's work?
I don't really think he does much work. You know, so a lot of people focus on the stances that he takes, how he'll get into the media and he'll criticize the Democrats often and talk about Israel. But, you know, being a senator, it's like any other job. There's work that goes with it. And if you look at John's actual record, he misses more votes than anyone. He doesn't show up to his hearings. He doesn't pass any pieces of legislation. He doesn't do the things that the people hired him to do. And so, you know, he's on TV every now and then saying something controversial, but I just keep asking, what are Pennsylvanians getting for hiring him to do this job? And I don't know what the answer to that is.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, you ran against him, so that does set up the possibility of something in the future that way. But meanwhile, it's got to be frustrating for you to see where we are in terms of the divisiveness of the country right now. What do we need to do to try to, you know, broker some kind of bipartisan effort to get work done?
It's gotten a lot harder. I think when I was first elected, I believed that if you worked with people on the other side or showed them how much you wanted to work with them, that you'd be able to find some important moments to get that done. And we could here and there, but Trump has since adopted the attitude that he doesn't really allow the Republicans to work with Democrats on anything significant. I mean, just yesterday at that big rally, he was talking about how he literally hates his opponents. You know, and so if one party is basically not allowed to do the bipartisan stuff, it makes it really hard. I think as far as the general public, I just always encourage people to try to take an interest in what the Constitution actually says. You know, I'm not trying to say everybody has to become a Democrat or anything, but the Constitution says some pretty important things about how the Congress is supposed to stand up to the president, and the courts are supposed to be independent, and, you know, the importance of things like elections, you know, things that have nothing to do with political party. I think if people could pay attention to that and care about it, even if they're more liberal or more conservative, it might get us out of this battle of personalities that we're permanently locked into.
We're with former Congressman Connor Lamb. Where do you sit on this free speech issue, particularly with Jimmy Kimmel being suspended indefinitely for a comment that he made in his monologue last Monday?
Yeah, it's really a bad moment. I mean, first of all, the guy is a comedian. And typically when you say something that's factually wrong, either on TV or on the radio like you are, or in the print media, you just go out the next day and you correct it. That's the solution. You don't get targeted by the president of the United States and taken off the air. So we all know what this is about. Trump is trying to intimidate people into being unwilling to criticize him. And that's just not how we do things in America. That's kind of what I mean about the Constitution. You don't have to be a liberal or a conservative to think that's the American way. It's right there in the First Amendment.
And back to what was a very public and large gathering in Phoenix, what Charlie Kirk's wife said first, and then what the president said second.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
During an emotional tribute, Erica Kirk told thousands of mourners she forgives the man accused of killing her husband, conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love, and always love.
Moments later, President Trump took the stage and sounded a different note.
That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent, and I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry.
So that's kind of where we are in the country right now.
Well, it's where he is. You know, I actually don't think that's where most people are still. My experience was always that people that supported Trump, for example, would be kind to me. They would come to my town halls and criticize me or ask me hard questions, but I never had a problem with people screaming at me or being violent or anything like that. You know, and I was a district where, at least initially, I was probably outnumbered by, as far as Trump supporters versus Democrats. So I still think people mostly want to act like how they were raised, which is to be kind to other people and, you know, respectful of them, even if you disagree with them. But Trump obviously doesn't have that attitude.
But finally, on a lighter note, I know you're deeply tied to Ireland with your family heritage. Are you going to see the Steelers and Vikings?
I wish that I was, although I have a good reason that I'm not going, which is that my wife's due date for our third child is tomorrow, and we are expecting that him to come any day. So, we're on baby watch at home while everybody else goes to Ireland and has a good time.
Understood. Well, I appreciate the time this morning. Safe travels to Reading, and we'll talk again.
Thanks for having me back, Larry.
You got it. Former United States Congressman Connor. You want to reach out, then ask Go Roofing Instant Access a click away. Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Got plenty of responses over the weekend. There's been a multitude of things going on that have touched people's emotions, certainly in just the last week alone. And the last 2 weeks, well, really, how far do you want to go back? Before COVID? There have been many, many opportunities. That's why I think so many people just look for a way to laugh. And Adam Sandler sold out PPG Paints Arena Saturday night. Had Rob Schneider. You remember Rob Schneider?
I do. Very funny.
He was kind of like his opening act MC. And then
oh, is that
out,
right?
They brought out Tim Meadows. and they had this other comedy group, did a tribute to Chris Farley, which was very emotional, with Adam Sandler playing his guitar because, you know, he's a musical talent too. But a lot of the songs he writes are parodies and funny songs. But the Chris Farley thing was pretty heartfelt. Apparently, everybody in PPG Paints, you know, they asked to put the light on your phone, so mm-hmm. it's the new way. It used to be a lighter back then. You've been to some concerts, Aaron.
I have.
Have you ever seen any of Adam Sandler's movies? Like, the latest release was, and this has been a while, a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
I just saw that maybe a few weeks ago, and I actually enjoyed it. I'm not a huge fan of the genre comedy. I like to laugh, but I'm like an action intensity suspense or the extreme opposite of like theater. Those are like the genres that I like.
Yeah.
I kind of like his work on Saturday Night Live, but mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but I haven't seen any of his movies. I haven't seen any of Will Ferrell's movies. These kind of movies like,
yeah, whatever,
they just don't appeal to me.
No. But we know he's obviously a talent. You know, he's Adam Sandler. Anywhere he goes, people are going to know who he is.
What was the one movie he did where it was kind of serious? He was like a jewelry guy in New York.
Hmm.
Oh, I forget the name of that. Hmm. But that was supposed to be...
He was serious in that?
Yeah, a lot of comedic actors end up having the ability to be great drama performers,
right,
too, like Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks was on a silly show called Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, it's a primetime show from way back, Aaron. And these two guys, by the way, the irony of that is these two guys were living in an apartment and pretending they were women so they could, I think, so they could live there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The face I'm making here is like...
Way back in the 80s.
Well, it now takes on a completely different meaning.
Yeah.
Back then it was implausible. Now it's like, well, you know.
What's the lead actor's name of The Office? I blank every single time.
Steve Carell.
He is another example.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of someone who's a great, serious actor.
Well, he did that movie that was actually shot in Pittsburgh about the wrestling DuPont.
My goodness, that movie.
That crazy rich guy who was obsessed with wrestlers.
Yep.
Yep.
He ended up killing one.
Yep.
And he played in that film. I mean, that was about as serious a role as
it gets,
you can get.
Honestly.
Not my kind of movie either.
No. No.
No, I got to tell you. Last night, I was staying. I'm getting ready for this trip to Ireland, right? So I'm trying to work ahead. And I know that at 9 o'clock on Sundays, there's this new show. It's not new, it's just the new set of episodes. And so 9 o'clock hits, and I'm walking by the family room, and all I hear is.
There it is, Paul. His obsession with zombies again.
It's not my obsession.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I can't believe there's still... Is this a different generation of that show?
Yeah, it's... There's...
Like
the original was Walking Dead.
Right, but now there's like an off...
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep track. I'm just trying to keep track of my own stuff.
I like that music, though. I do like that music.
That's the ringtone. For some people.
Yep.
We'll just leave it at that.
Too bad they can't get the ringtone with the sound effects that you can only you can provide in that instance.
Right. True. Can you do a recording, Larry?
You should. You should make a recording with the music and the background, your special sound effect there.
Come on, man. Uncut Gems. Is that the name of the movie with Adam Sandler? I think so.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe. Joe sent me that text. Anyway, Adam Sandler, my point about that was sold out. People just wanted to laugh and have a good time, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? If someone said, hey, do you want to come with me to see Adam Sandler? Of course. Why not?
Oh, sure. I would love that.
Right. So I'm sure it was hysterical
well,
in there.
He's not a one-trick pony. He's got a lot. He's versatile. He can play. He's a musician. He's a stand-up guy. He's done some movies.
Listen, tickets weren't cheap.
Really?
That's what I hear. I mean, I didn't pay for any tickets, but I heard a friend who was there paid $400 for one
Yowza.
Ticket to sit down in the second row.
I think that people really do. I think you're right. Really do want to break from all that's going on. You listen to my newscasts this morning. They're full of controversial,
heavy,
and sometimes very divisive subjects.
Heavy stuff. Important, you know? Yeah. But very heavy. That's why I prefer today just to focus on the
autumnal.
Spoken like a magic.
For those of you who weren't here earlier, Larry's been showing off his use of the word autumnal, and we've been counting ever since.
The autumnal equinox, 219 this afternoon. With Colin Dunlap, I'm sure he'll pause the show at that moment.
Oh, boy.
Every Monday at this time of the Big K Morning Show, we check in with Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Brian, hope you had a good weekend. Good morning.
Yes, great weekend, Larry. Good morning to you also.
I love this because it's usually I give you a pop quiz. It's the financial tip of the week, and I want to know about the rule of 72.
Yeah, that great question. A simple but powerful formula that can help predict how your money will grow. That's what the rule of 72 is all about. Let me take some time and explain this here, and I'll give you a little bit of history behind it. I think we'll give the listeners a little bit of a history lesson on some math here. But the rule of 72, believe it or not, was developed by a mathematician by the name of Luca Pacioli back in the late 1400s. And this rule, it helps us determine the number of years it will take to double an investment. So you simply divide 72 by the annual interest rate of your investment. So for example, if you had an 8% interest rate, you divide 72 by 8, which equals 9. So it will take about 9 years to double your investments.
Ah, believe it or not, I learned math on an abacus, and I think I get it. So
yeah.
That's a great way to look at it. So give us another practical example.
Let's say, so let's take it even further. So let's say your initial investment was $1,000, right? So at an 8% interest rate, according to the rule of 72, takes 9 years to double that money to $2,000. So if you continue to get 8% in another 9 years, it would double again to $4,000. And again, this is a simple yet effective way to see how your money can grow over time.
So it's not just for investments, but it can also apply to inflation.
Oh, good one, Lair. That's exactly right. It absolutely can apply to inflation. So you can work it the other way, too. So the rule of 72 can also show how long it will take for the value of your money to be have due to inflation. So a more simple way of saying that is, how long is it going to take me to lose my purchasing power or half my purchasing power? So for example, if the inflation rate is 4%, dividing 72 by 4 gives us 18. This means in 18 years, your money's purchasing power is going to be cut in half.
Ouch.
Now, yeah, ouch is right. And this is why planning is so important, because what we're really talking about here is your money purchasing power eroding over time, a little bit over time. You know, in this case, 4% inflation rate every year that the purchasing power is going to erode a little bit. And we can still look, I mean, even though they're saying the inflation numbers are coming down, the overall inflation, you know, is still, you know, people are still feeling the impact of the grocery stores, the gas stations, and everywhere they go when they buy things. So, but these are insightful little rules that you can use to kind of just help gain some clarity around what you're doing.
So let me get this straight. So you have the rule of 72 that figures out when you're doubling your money, but then you can utilize that to figure out with the inflation rate so that there's a net result, which is what you really need to look at, which is why you got to sit down with you to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got very powerful spreadsheets that we use to help people go through this planning process. And it is a great tool for planning. And by understanding how quickly your investments can grow or how inflation can erode your savings, you can make a more informed decision about retirement planning. So if anyone out there would like Secure Money Advisors to check the performance of their investments or to help them see if they are on the right track, if they're going to have enough money to retire or if they're going to be able to stay retired, that's the other big thing, Larry, is, you know, retiring is pretty easy. You know, you set the date and you retire. The bigger heavy lifting that needs to be done is how long are you going to be able to stay retired if you need to take money out of the investments that you've accumulated while you're working.
Great information as always. The rule of 72, Right Track, Pittsburgh.com. You can click there and schedule up a meeting with Brian. Love this stuff, Brian. Here we go.
Yes, here we go. I'll see you again next week, Larry. Thanks a lot.
In Aliquippa, calls for accountability and transparency following last week's shooting death of 18-year-old Kendrick Curtis during a joint law enforcement operation.
Community leaders have asked for patience as more information comes out here. Some have asked for more information now, though. One of the organizers also asked for police to reveal body cameras.
Yeah, there'll be a lot more questions. They've kept this conversation going. Again, Mayor of Aliquippa, Dwayne Walker, just asking for a little more patience as they sort through the details.
And in Arizona,
during an emotional tribute, Erica Kirk told thousands of mourners she forgives the man accused of killing her husband, conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love.
That's Erica Kirk again, CEO now of her late husband's organization, Turning Point USA.
Right. They named her the new CEO fairly shortly after the assassination. The emotional roller coaster, I can't imagine for her.
Steelers cornerback Brandon Echols came up big in Sunday's win over the Patriots.
He made some big plays today, the interception, the fourth down tackle. He was engaged in the game. He is a good teammate, and I'm glad we got him.
Yeah, he, you know, a lot of fans might not know his name.
Well, I mean, cornerbacks were missing from the lineup. For example, Joey Porter Jr., for example, right?
Yeah, so
I think Darius Slay had to leave the game for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, when they talk about a player stepping up in crucial moments, none was more important than that fourth down when the Patriots were 4-for-4 on fourth downs at
time. And Echols made a great tackle before they could make any yardage, and that's where the game ended, really, right there.
Right there.
And others that made big contributions, Larry, Cam Hayward, for example.
And T.J. Watt. He had a six-game sackless streak, and he had two yesterday.
And Aaron Rodgers had two touchdown passes, and both were works of art.
And he passed his old quarterback partner of the Packers, Brett
Favre. Oh, that's right. He's got 509 career touchdown passes now. That makes him number four all-time in the NFL. He's right up there with, obviously, Tom Brady. Drew Brees is on that list. I can't remember if he's number two or number three. I can't remember.
Peyton Manning's on there.
So.
Rarefied air, though.
I mean, what a bunch of the best ever.
He stands alone at number four with most touchdown passes in league history.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.